Okay, now we are going to start another group of the syndromic type of ichthyosis, that is inheritance and autosomal inheritance pattern. Most probably the autosomal recessive inheritance pattern. So these are those autosomal ichthyosis syndromes which are associated with the hair abnormalities. So the first sequel in this type of a group is the Common-Netherton syndrome. Which is inherited as autosomal recessive inheritance pattern, and the gene mutation is SPINK5, which I'm going to discuss in detail later. It is clinically characterized by a triad of ichthyosis, atopic diathesis, and hair abnormality. So initially the child will be presenting with the erythroderma, not initially at birth, but the erythroderma will develop a few days after the birth. So we can consider it as congenital ichthyosiform erythroderma. And later on there will be development of the ichthyosis. Along with this, there will be severe atopic diathesis and hair abnormalities. This congenital ichthyosiform erythroderma will be present in around 90% of the cases, which will resolve gradually and become more milder in phenotype, so that it present only in a milder form as polycyclic or annular migrating plaques, which is known as the ichthyosis linearis circumflexa. The details of which will be described in the coming voice notes. Associated with this will be hyper IgE, hyper eosinophilia, atopic diathesis. The hair abnormality is most commonly trichorhexis invaginata, that is the bamboo hair, but pili torti has also been reported. Other manifestations along with this triad include life-threatening neonatal hypernatremic dehydration, failure to thrive, and recurrent infections. The other names which are used for the Common-Netherton syndrome is the Netherton syndrome, and also ichthyosiform erythroderma with hypotrichosis and hyper-IgE. So, talking about the mutation, the SPINK5 is a gene which encodes for the protein that is serine protease inhibitor, Kessel type 5, that is a serine protease inhibitor. This serine protease inhibitor is given a special name, that is LECT1, which is expressed in the epidermis, in the oral and vaginal mucosa, and in the thymus. So normally, how does this function? It helps in the inhibition of the serine proteases, and hence it inhibits its function of causing desquamation by breaking the desmosomes. When there is a mutation in the SPINK5 gene, the normal production of this LECT1 will not take place, and hence there will be lack of inhibition of serine proteases. Ultimately, there will be over desquamation of the corneocytes and degradation of the desmosomal proteins.